As we go on with the story of Moses, drawing lessons from the leadership style of Moses, we are now in Exodus chapter 3, verse 5. And Moses said, "Here I am. Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this Moses set his face, and because he was afraid to look at God, the Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and bring them out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Here is the continuing of the encounter of the burning bush. And Moses is going to receive his calling and his commissioning. Have you met the Lord yourself? Can you say that what you are doing, you sense God's instructions, and so you are doing what God has called you to do? Or is it you just do what makes money? Are you more interested in money than in doing God's will? How would you be a leader who is obeying God if you don't even know what God wants you to do?